besides the Kiddush that we say in davening, we also have to say Kiddush al Hakos. And that Kiddush is not only halach of Schiras Dvorim, but also Kiyum of the Suda. And you see this from the Gemara in Pesachim, that Machloks Tanoim, whether you have to be mafsik for Suda Schol, for Kiddush the night of Shabbos or not. The Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion mafsikin l'shabbosis. Rebbe Yossi holds ein mafsikin. Rather, you finish the entire Suda and they make Kiddush at the end. And Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel holds the Povus Mapa Makadish. In other words, you can be mafsik by being Povus Mapa without benching. And we see that, in those, that the Kiddush is al hayayin. As I said, it's not just a kiyum of Shchivas Shabbos, but it's a kiyum that's chal on the to be kovei the Suda Shabbos. And that's why the halacha is, as one says in Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Aleph, that ain't kiddush ela b'mokom, according to those who ain't kiddush mokom suda. That the tchilas ha-suda has to be through kiddush, to miyachi the suda. And that's the reason that the Rambam says that it's also to eat before making kiddush, and it's also to be toim anything. And proof to that is, even though we don't hold that way, but Rav is the opinion, im tom einu mekadesh. So why einu mekadesh, even though you were over an Isuf to Ima before the Kiddush, but still let him be able to make Kiddush? You see that Rav holds that if you eat anything before Kiddush, so the Kiddush can know, that halach of Kiddush, that is kovei the Suda Shabbos, is lost. And even those who hold that tam mekadesh, if you ate, that's because you could still be kovei through the kiddush the suda the shem Shabbos. But everybody would agree that the primary din of the kiddush of yayin is to be kovei suda Shabbos. And therefore, in terms of this machloks tanoim, Rabbi Yossi holds that since she began with the suda schol erev Shabbos. He doesn't have to be mafsid because the loch of kiddush al hayayin is chal only after you were going with suda schol. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chovas suda of Shabbos is chal immediately, and therefore you're chayv to be mafsik. The Suda Schol, and to bench, and then through Kiddush to be Kovei Suda Shabbos. And Shmuel holds that by being Poris Mapa Umakadish, which is the way the Rampaskims, you can transform the Suda Schol to be by Poris Mapa to a Suda Shabbos. And this halacha, that Suda Shabbos is only Nikva through Kiddush, Alayayin, for the Birkas Kiddush, we see also from the halacha of Shtiyas Yayin, that the Kiddush, that the Kriya Suda, that is through the Shtiyah as well. And that's why the Mekadesh himself, the Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that the Mekadesh himself has to be toim from the Kos of the Kiddush. And according to many Rishonim, the Shtiyah has to be, that Halacha of Malei Lugmav is not Halacha by all Kosher Baruch, some hold that it's Dafke by Kiddush, because that's Halacha in the Kriya Suda, of Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam is of the opinion that if a person likes Ha-Mis'avi L'Pas Yosef and Hayayin, so then he can make Kiddush Al Ha, you know, he can make Kiddush and Pas. Why should he be Doicha the Loch of Kiddush Al Yayin? But since it's a Loch in Kriyas HaSuda, so if he likes bread, the chalas, more than the wine, so therefore that plays a role in terms of the Kriya Suda. And this may be also the reason that Reb Chaim was of the opinion that the boy Pia Goffin in the Kiddush is not just to be a Birkas Hanenah, to be Mata Shtiyah, but it's an essential ingredient in the Kiddush, and if a person would come in after the Bo'i Pir Goffin was said, Reb Chaim said, and he didn't hear the Bo'i Pir Goffin, just but he heard the bracha of Kiddush, he would not be yotze, because the bracha of Bo'i Pir Goffin is ma'akev in the kiyum of Kiddush. And this Reb Chaim said is halacha only by Kiddush and not by Havdalah, and that's why the Vav's minig was that he would sit for Kiddush, so the bracha by Pir Goffin should relate to everybody, so that there's kriyas for the bracha, and that then he would stand for the by Pir Goffin of Havdalah, because for Havdalah there's no halacha of kriyas suda, and therefore the Bo'i Pir Goffin is not an integral part of the Havdalah, just its matter, it's because in the end, matter, the shtiyah of the kosher Havdalah. Masha ain't came by Kiddush, the Bo'i Pir Goffin is an integral part of the Kiddush itself.